And then when they came back, we found a location and started to work. Of course, there's no one, just your family and you. But we set it all up as a little church. And then every week I would go out and I would knock on doors and try to share Jesus. I would take his name. And I went to this first time. I went to this house. And when I knocked on the door, a man came to the door. He was dressed. He looked like in fisherman's clothes, all right? A samfu and pants, dark blue. And the way he was dressed, that was like, you know, maybe 58 years ago, something like that, different than now. Now, I don't see people dressing like that. But I knew he doesn't speak English. I knew it right away. Well, actually, he didn't speak Mandarin either. He was Hokkien. But he could understand me. And when he spoke, I could understand him. But I couldn't talk. It was like a chicken and a duck. And yet, you know what they're saying, you know. So he opened the door and he smiled at me, you know. And I said, I'm here to share Jesus with you. Oh, his face changed. He said, I'm a Buddhist. He said, my father was a Buddhist. My grandfather was a Buddhist. My great-grandfather. And then he traced his, you know, way back into China. And he said, we're all Buddhists. And I'm going to be a Buddhist till I die. Now, you go your way and I go mine. And he slammed the door in my face. I didn't knock on any more doors that day. I just kind of like. And I went home and I told my husband, that man will never make it to heaven. I said, so rude, so mean, so, you know, I said, I don't think there's any hope for him. Well, you just don't know. But anyways, one day, one of our first converts was his daughter. But I never knew there was a connection. Her name was Maureen, and she came to me one day, and she said, Sister Seward, my father, not knowing who her father was, is very sick. He's in hospital. And they're not sure if he's going to live. Would you go? And she gave me bed number and all that. So I went all the way over there and get to the hospital, climb the stairs. And then I looked in the ward, you know, and finally it must be over there. As I'm walking there, suddenly the man in the bed, his eyes and my eyes met. And as I approached him, he said, I am a Buddhist. I said, I remember. I went every week to visit him. And as long as I just talked, Chilafan Lameo, have you eaten or not? You know, how are you? How do you feel today? He would let me talk. But cannot mention Jesus. I remember one time when I came, there was a Buddhist monk in the bed next to him, you know. And when he saw me coming to the main door, he was so afraid I was going to broach that name of Jesus, you know. And I just, after about a month, I tell you, I just got fed up again the second time. I told my husband, I'm not going back. It's a waste of time. Talk, talk, talk. Can't talk about Jesus. Only talk, have you eaten? Da, 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 da. No, Lord. I said, I'm not going anymore. So I stopped. After a few weeks, Maureen came to me again. She said, Sister Seward, my father's really dying now. They've pulled the curtains. He's vomiting blood. And he's saying, where's that white lady? Why doesn't she come anymore? Oh, I said, God, forgive me. So second time I had to repent and ask God to forgive me and give me the grace to, you know, go again. So this time I thought, oh, he's calling for me now. He's ready, you see. So my husband went with me. In fact, he drove me there. And then he was talking to the doctor while I went. He said, how is this man? He said, I'll tell you how he is. We just took the blood away, the blood tank. It's a waste of blood. Tonight, probably he will die. There's no use wasting any more blood on him. So it means, boy, he was really bad. So anyways, I come and I go into the curtains. And there he is laying there, weak, emaciated, you know, just sallow, hollow, sunken in cheeks and laying on that pillow and blood splattered all over from vomiting. And he looked at me, and so weak, his voice was so weak, and he said, "You know, I'm a Buddhist." I've never met such a hard cookie in all my life. You know, what are you calling for me for? But he didn't stop. He said, "Buddhism has helped me all my life. I've been a Buddhist, but I'm getting ready to die. And my Buddhism isn't helping me." He said, "Can your Jesus help me?" Wow, praise God. But you know, I could have said, "Of course he can, but you'd never let me talk a little and give him a..." No. That's not the time to give any tongue lashings, you know. I said, yes. Neither was it time to preach to him. You know why? If while I'm halfway through preaching, he goes, finished. It says, "Whosoever calleth on the name." It doesn't say whosoever understands all about the Bible and understands about Jesus. He's asking, "Can your Jesus help me?" Yes, he can. I said, "Follow me in a prayer." I didn't tell him who Jesus was, what he did. He died for you. I didn't do any of that. I just said, "Follow me in a prayer." And I prayed. I prayed in Mandarin, a phrase he would pray and say it in Hokkien. All right. "So, Lord, please come into my heart. I am a sinner. And you died for me, and wash away my sin with your blood." And when I said that, I stopped to kind of take a little breath because I'd had to rush there and everything. I was tired even though I was young. But he didn't stop. And I heard his voice, so my eyes opened up. There he is with his two arms lifted up, tears rolling down his cheeks. And I heard him saying, "Thank you, Jesus. Now I am your son." Who told him that? I never had a chance to tell him that when you believe. But the Bible says that the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the sons of God. Amen? Oh, I knew he was born again. Amen. I just knew it. Praise God. Well, he didn't die that night. He stayed alive for almost a month. He had two wives. His oldest son was 30-some years old at that time. He had a lot of children. And he called them around his bedside. He said to them, "I want you to get rid..." And I never told him this either. "Get rid of all the idols in the house. They've never helped me." He said, "I now am a Christian. I believe in Jesus." I mean, he gave a clear-cut testimony. And he told them, "I only knew because when he died, the son came to our house. My father told us if he died, he wanted to be buried as a Christian." Amen. Oh, I tell you, his name saves. His name saves. Well, it not only saves, it delivers. Do you believe it? It delivers. Can we take a little longer? Okay. I remember we were traveling between Tapa and Penang. I was in Penang. My husband had taken the Bible school students down to Tapa for a special meeting. I had to preach or teach. So then he drove all the way back to get me and bring me down for the night meeting. In those days, there was only two lanes, one this way, one going that way, not like it is now, divided lane. And the road was kind of a winding road, but we had came to a very straight part of the road, and he was driving like Jehu, if you know what that means, you know, almost like he was flying, not driving. And in the distance, I saw these five semi trucks coming toward us, huge ones, a semi, here's it with a tail, you know, five of them. They're coming, and just as we're reaching the first one, the car hit an oil slick, you know, and it went out of control, and it went straight for those tires, the wheels. You know, if the first one missed, the second was there, third, four, five of them. I tell you, oh, the when I saw, I knew my husband, you could feel it, the whole car, like that. I had no time to pray. No one had any time. But out of my mouth just came, Jesus! I just screamed the name of Jesus. And my husband will verify. He felt it as much as me. It felt like two big arms took that car. I don't know where they came from. We didn't see it. You felt it. Something took that car and it went, and it just went straight. Just before going under the wheels of that big truck. Ayu. Then, of course, I fell apart and cried and cried and cried out of sheer fear. All right. But, you know, we would have been mincemeat on that road had the name not been a powerful name. It's powerful to deliver. Powerful to deliver. Amen. I just want to tell you one more about delivering. All right. And that was my daughter, Pam. No, Connie, the youngest one. When she was just a little girl, there was a lady in our church that had a little girl her same age. I went off to preach somewhere, and my husband was looking after the kids. I think I came over to Australia, and that wasn't my doing. I don't like traveling. He's the one that accepted it. When they wrote and said, can she come? He said, yes, she can come. So that's why I went, all right. But this lady asked my husband, can little Connie come to my house, stay overnight with my daughter, all right? So my husband said, okay, let her go. This woman had a real spirit of fear in her. And in the middle of the night, that spirit of fear evidently attacked my daughter and entered into her. I mean, she just started screaming and screaming and screaming, and nothing to do in the middle of the night. The lady had to bring her home. And from that day on, you know, and I wasn't into deliverance in those times, and it didn't dawn on me it was a spirit. But, you know, she would pack her bag. People would invite her to go to stay all night. And then right before she, I think I changed my mind, you know. She was afraid. Her brothers and sisters ridiculed her, mocked her, you know, and tried to say she just wanted attention and all that. But I knew, you know, even other adults would say to me, why don't you just give her one good thrashing? No. I said, I know it's something more than that, because she never used to be that way. So now she grows up to be about maybe 11 or 12. We went to America, and I still remember the service. It was a Sunday night. Our pastor preached, and he wanted everybody to come, but he says, I'm preaching mainly for the young people. It's a message for the young people, but I want the parents all to show up too. So we all came to that Sunday night service, and after he preached, he said, I want the young people to line up. I'm going to pray for them one by one. Wow. The power of God was there. The presence of God was there. I remember my oldest daughter, both she and my second daughter had long hair. All right. But she had bought, my oldest one had bought a wig, and she had her long hair up in that, and she had this brown wig on. She looked very spiffy and nice, you know, and she came up, and when he prayed, wow, her body went flying, and she bonged the bench that was there. The wig went flying off and rolling, you know. She was oblivious. She was just on the, she was just lost in the Lord. And people were the young people were laying all around. Then my little girl, Connie, comes up. And he laid hands on her, and her body went flying, and she was in the aisle, laying there in the aisle. Pretty soon I heard her talking. So I went over there, and I got near her, and I heard her say, oh, I see Grandma. Grandma's dead. So I knew she's seeing heaven. Oh, I see so-and-so. Everybody she saw was already dead and gone, but children of God. So and then I heard her say, oh, I see Jesus. Jesus, I'll never be afraid again. Never, never will I be afraid again. And from that day on, there was no more fear in her. Just one glimpse of Jesus, and she was set free just like that. I tell you, he's powerful. His name is powerful. His presence is powerful. Amen. And it says, you know, he's able to heal. Well, I must only tell you one story. So which one of the stories? God is good. I will just say, in my family, my mother was healed of cancer. My mother was healed of a goiter. She used to have a goiter that hung out here. And I can remember when an evangelist came by the little church, and he called himself a healing evangelist. So, you know, she went forward to be prayed for, and she went away. Her goiter was still there. But in the middle of the night, she got deathly sick. Deathly sick. And my father phoned up the pastor, and he got the evangelist up and said, "Oh, this lady's very, very sick, and we got to go." You know what? When they came out, she threw up. She was so sick, and that big goiter, oh, the whole thing. It had broke when he prayed. The poison went in her, you know, and made her so deathly sick. But when it vomited up, and from then on, no goiter, none at all. You know, our God can do marvelous things. Amen. There's healing in the name of Jesus, all right? There was this lady, when I came to Perth one time, I was preaching, and in the middle of my preaching, I noticed that a lady got up and left and went out the door. Near the end of the service, here she comes with a lady in a wheelchair. I looked at the lady in the wheelchair and I almost fainted, because she was 1 foot in the grave. You know what I mean? So weak. Found out later she was in the last stages of cancer, and she brought her. When we gave the altar call, of course the lady wheeled her up in the chair. You know, and I prayed for the different ones. I prayed for her. They wheeled her out the same as she had been wheeled in. That made me feel so bad. I felt, you know, what's wrong? Don't I have faith? Sometimes we want to see instant healing. See, instant healing is a miracle of healing. Normal healing, they get better from that day on. All right. Anyways, a few years later, I came back to Australia, and I was in a different town. And a lady came up to me and said, "Do you remember me?" I'm always having people ask. I feel embarrassed because I don't remember, all right? And I said, "Oh, I'm so sorry." She says, "Do you remember Perth? Do you remember a church? Do you remember a lady in a wheelchair?" "Yes, I remember that, because I remember how disappointed I was." She says, "I'm that lady." I took one look at her. "You're that lady." I mean, she was, you know, healthy, well, tennis racket in her hand. She had just come from playing tennis. Oh, isn't God good? Don't look at what it looks like. Just look at him and his name. You and I have that name, and in that name, we can lay hands on people. That's right. Might not look like... I'm going to tell you one about Pam. Yeah. Pam was in Nepal, and this beggar man, a Tibetan man and his son, all were adults, but they came and knocked on the door. One was a blind man. The son was blind, and the father was not. They were begging one to do jobs, and my daughter was quite busy, and she said, "You know what? Come in here. I'll give you food to eat, but on one condition: I want to talk to you. I want to tell you a story while you're eating." You see, because she said she had just read in the Bible about God healing blind eyes. She thought, "Isn't that strange? Here's a blind man at my door." So she brought him in, sat him down, and told us, you know, gave him a story about Jesus and all that, how he can save. And then she said, "You know what? He can heal as well as take away your sins. So before you go, I'm going to pray for you that you'll get healed." And so she laid her hands on him, and in the name of Jesus, she asked for healing to come to him. And he looked the same. He went off, you know, still blind, and he went off. And she said, "Lord, what was that all about?" I was just sure you sent him here. Why did I read that? You know, and anyways, let it go. A year later, somebody came knocking on the door. Do you have a job? No. I'm very busy today. I'm very busy. No. I came before. No, you never, she said. I've never seen you. He said, don't you remember a man with a blind man? Yes, but you're not blind, she said. He said, that was me. She said, we didn't go very far, and my eyes opened. She said, thank you very much that you came back and told me 1 year later. Amen. Don't go by what you see. There's power in that name. Just believe it and take it with you. Amen. All right, so I told you we need to share it. I've got to hurry. It's time to quit. But we need to share that name, all right? In fact, it says here in Romans 10:13, all right? 10:13. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord, what? Shall be saved. All right? How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him with whom they have not heard, of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? You know, share his name. Actually, some of the stories I've already told you was sharing the name of Jesus. That's how you share. You tell about Jesus. Isn't that right? But I want to tell you this story. It's a true story that happened in Nepal. And it has blessed me greatly. There was a lady, she was a staunch Hindu all her life. And somebody shared with her and she accepted the Lord. And at the time of the story, she had believed in Jesus for 5 years. She had a son who was high up in the Maoists. You know who the Maoists were? They're like communists. They call themselves Maoists there. And they took over the government in and they're very, very cruel and very mean. And anyways, let's forget that part. So the mother got a hold of her children, including this Maoist fellow. And she said, you know, I'm a Christian. I've been a Christian for 5 years now. And she said, when I die, I do not want to be burned like a Hindu. I want to be buried like a Christian. That's what she told him. And she had her life group leader there so that her children knew who the life group leader was so that he could hear it and they could hear it. And lo and behold, she died in just a few days after that. She wasn't sick or anything, but she just passed away so peacefully. Now they're having the funeral. And here comes the Maoist, and he had about 100 other Maoists with him, all in their uniform, and they came to this funeral, and he told the pastor, he said, I want to say something. Boy, they didn't dare not let him say something, but they were wondering, what is he going to say? You know, he got up and he took the mic. He said, do you know, I grew up, my mother was a Hindu. For all these years she was a Hindu. I never knew a mother's love. 5 years ago, my mother believed in this Jesus. And only then I started to know the love of a mother. She changed completely. She showed love and kindness. Before that, she would scold us, beat us. She was mean to us. But now, all I've known is a mother's love. You know, and he just went on and on and on like that about it was her life. She hadn't said anything to them, but her life shared what Jesus had done in her. Amen. Let's go to the next point. Believe his name enough to act upon it. All right. Well, just put another verse for that other, will you? I think it's, I hope it's the right, Romans 10:15. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. I want you just to remember that, all right? That word preach and the word bring mean the same thing. Some people, when they read this verse, they think that I can't preach the gospel. They think of preaching like what I'm doing behind, you know, a podium like this. No. That's not what that word is. I'll tell you what it means. It means evangelize. It means announce. It means to proclaim. It means to show. It means to bring. It means to declare. Wow. That's what it means to preach, all right? And God is asking you and me. And in fact, he says, the feet of those people that go and declare my name and declare the good news, they're beautiful in my eyes. Don't forget that, all right? Let's go to this other. We're now talking about believing on his name. This is the story of David and Goliath, all right? David and Goliath. And I don't think I need to go into the whole story, but David believed in the name of Jesus enough to act on it. Isn't that right? When the whole of Israel were trembling, including Saul, who was head and shoulders above anybody else, even he was frightened of Goliath, who was this great big giant, challenging all of them. Little old David came out there and assessed the situation. And he knew his God. He knew the name of his God. Amen. And so he just said, it's okay. He told Saul, I will go out in the name of the Lord. I will go. And he said, you can't. You're just a boy. No, he said, God delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear. And God will deliver me out of the hand of this uncircumcised man. All right. And we know the story. I don't need to tell you the story. He believed in that name enough that when there was a challenge there and no one dared to, he dared to believe enough to act on that name. And when you remember the story, how Goliath looked at him, all right, and disdained him. Do you think I'm a dog to send this young twerp out here with nothing but a stave in his hand, not even a sword, not even, you know, who do you think? He was like offended. How can you come? And David just answered and he said, you come with a sword, you come with a spear, you come with a shield, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts that you have dared to defy. And in his name, he will give you into my hand and I will take your head off. Whoa, what confidence. He believed enough to act on that name. Amen. And we know, you know, no, he didn't trust in his prowess with that sling. Of course, the sling isn't this kind. It's this kind of a sling, you know, because the Bible says he took 5 stones. So it was, if he thought, I'm such a good, he would have just taken one. It only took one. But I've always said that one was like, I don't know. It was, God caused it to be like radar propelled, you know. There was only one spot that was not guarded, yeah, in his temple, whether it was here or here. I'm not quite sure where it was. It was one of those 2 points. And I really believe if Goliath would have turned, that stone would have turned with it. That stone was going to find its mark because God is the one that guided. It was like a guided missile. Zung, tung, and he was finished. Amen. Well, do you believe enough in the name of Jesus to act upon it? See, many times I get opportunities when I'm traveling. Otherwise, I'm in the house, I'm studying, I don't meet people. But in traveling, I do meet people. And I remember this one time, and it's the only time I've, I travel Air Asia when I'm over there, and always you have babies that are screaming. Screaming, screaming, screaming. Oh. This time I'm on the front row. I'm here. There was a lady and her daughter and this little tiny baby. And it screamed from the moment they sat down. But it didn't irritate me. Like normally it just, why can't they keep quiet, poor things? But, you know, but it didn't. I knew that baby, there was something wrong. There was something wrong. And I sat there, and finally, I just felt God prompting me. So I turned to the lady. I talked Chinese to her, and I said, "You know, I believe in Jesus. Would you let me pray for your baby?" "Oh, yes," she said, "if you want to." So I just laid my hand on it, and I said, "Jesus, touch this baby. Whatever is wrong, heal it right now, Lord, and cause it to go into a deep sleep. And let these people know that you are the true and the living God." And do you know, within just not even 2 or 3 minutes, the baby's head just went and it slept the whole way. It never woke up till we were going down and ready. And then it woke up and it looked around. And before I left, the daughter said to the mother, "Did you see that?" And then they said to me, "Thank you for praying. Thank you for praying." I was able to witness and testify to them because of what they saw. His name works. There was another lady. My husband and I were sitting on this side. She was in the outside of the plane. I mean, the outside seat. And a man got up from the front and came over and opened, you know, the overhead bin and to get something of his out. And in pulling it out, it wasn't a huge suitcase, but it was a heavy thing, whether it was like an attaché case or something. But it was up there and dropped from there and whoop, hit her on the shoulder here. And you saw her. Oh, she went. He took it, quickly put it back up and shut it. Didn't even say sorry. Went up and sat down, and I could just see her. She was in agony. I couldn't stand it. I told my husband, I said, "I got to pray for her." He says, "Okay, if you feel it." So I got up and I climbed over him and I said, "Just let me pray for you. Jesus can do marvelous things." And I prayed. I said, "Lord, right now, just take away that pain. Take away those natural effects that have come from that heavy thing crashing on her shoulder." And after I prayed, then I kind of felt silly afterwards, you know. So I quickly went back and sat down in my seat. But you know, when we were walking to there, the lady was behind me with another lady, and I heard the lady say, what happened? She said, "When she finished praying, not one bit of pain in there." I tell you, his name. You've got to believe on it enough to act on it. Amen. And last but not least, all right, trust in his name. Trust in his name. Now, I'm just going to rapidly tell you, Job is a marvelous man that you can talk about trusting. All right. He had months of suffering, agony, months. You think it was just 1 or 2 days. No, 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 no. You go read the book of Job and the worms crawling in and out. And at one point he says, "I'm nothing but bones with skin pulled over it." Whoa, he suffered how much? Then he was accused by his comforters, quote unquote. All right. He makes this famous remark, Job 13:15. "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." When you take that name, trust in that name. Don't, when the going gets rough, decide it's not worth. Trust him. When you go, trust that name. There's a difference between faith and trust. Faith is in the ability of God. Trust is actually in the character of God. When everything goes bad and it goes wrong, he's still a good God. Trust him. When it doesn't look like he's answering your prayer, trust him. He's still a faithful God. Amen. He's a real God. He's a living God. He's a lovely God. He's wonderful. You must trust him. No matter what comes and what goes. In the story of Job, right in the beginning, you find the devil was trying. He, in fact, challenged God. And he said, you know, "Why do you think he loves you? Why do you think he serves you? You've been good to him. Everything he has, you've blessed him. You've blessed everything he has. You've put a hedge about him. You won't let me touch him with a 10-foot pole. You just let me touch him and you'll see he'll curse you to your face." That was what the devil wanted. All that happened to Job was to get him to curse God. But instead, he said, even if he kills me, I will trust him. Amen. When we leave here, determine in your heart, I'm going to trust God. When the going gets rough, all right, or the going gets tough, the tough get going. Have you ever heard of that? Well, do it by the grace of God. Amen. Look at Daniel, the story of the three Hebrew children. All right. That is a beautiful story. Remember Nebuchadnezzar? They had been elevated with Daniel. And yet here he makes that great golden image, commands everybody to bow to it. And of course, the three Hebrew children did not bow. And then they told Nebuchadnezzar about it, and he's quite angry, and he says, if you worship not, and who is that God that's going to deliver you out of my hands? If you don't, he says, you're going to get thrown in that fiery furnace. In fact, he got so angry after they replied, he commanded them to heat it up seven times hotter, isn't it? But listen to what they respond to him. O king, we are not careful to answer you. Whoa. It wasn't because they were being smart alecky. Their faith is being put to the test. Do they really believe in God enough? Or are they going to try to save their own skin and say, I'm sure God will understand. No, he won't understand. No, he won't. All right. He'll give us grace. Sometimes we might have to die for him. We are not careful to answer you. We know he is able and he will deliver. But if not, if he doesn't, if he decides he doesn't want to deliver us, be it known, we will not serve your gods nor worship the golden image which you have set up. What trust in God. He's able to, but that doesn't mean he will. But whether he saves or whether he doesn't, whether we live, whether we die, we're going to serve the Lord. Amen. Can we go away from here with that kind of a determination in our heart? It doesn't matter. Whatever comes, whatever goes, I will serve the Lord. I choose to. I purpose to be what God wants me to be in spite of everything else. Maybe you lose your job. Maybe you lose your opportunities. Maybe this, maybe that. Who knows what you're being challenged with? But don't let that sway you. We're leaving the camp tonight, but we're not leaving God. Take his name with you. Take it, all right? Share it. Believe in it, and above all, trust him regardless what comes and what goes. Shall we bow our heads? Spirit of the living God, right now, while our eyes are closed, our heads are bowed, oh God, you take the feeble attempt to share your word tonight. And Lord, by your Spirit, you said by the foolishness of preaching, people are saved when they believe. And I just believe your Holy Spirit can speak to hearts and move upon hearts. We've seen you. We've touched you. We've heard you. We've sensed you these days here in this camp. Your presence has been so real, so tangible, oh God. And Lord, I know you've been doing a deep work in people's hearts and lives. And I ask you tonight, this is the last night, breathe upon us, Lord. May we turn ourselves over to you. May we surrender ourselves. May we consecrate ourselves to you anew and afresh and determine, Lord, I want to take your name with me, the power of that name. I want to believe in it with all of my heart. I want to share it with people that don't know. I want to believe enough to pray for people, Lord, that they might see the work of God in their hearts and lives. And I want to trust you. Whatever comes my way, whatever the devil tries to do, Lord, I want to trust you and not give in to him. And be a firm believer and stand firm on you, the solid rock, Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. While heads are bowed, eyes are closed, I believe God is speaking. But tonight, I'm not going to ask for a show of hands. I'm just going to ask for everybody to come up here. There's enough room. Let's make this last night where we are going to seek God, all right? We're going to seek him for himself. Seek to know him. Seek to go deeper in him tonight. And if you're one of those, you haven't really made a commitment yet. Make a commitment tonight. I want everybody to come forward, all right? You're not going to look for me to pray for you or pastor to pray for you. We're just going to stand in the presence of God. Don't just pray in your heart. You know how to sing out loud. You know how to praise out loud. Just open your mouth. Nobody's listening to you, but God is. There's something about declaring by our mouth, verbalizing our desires, our hurts, our fears, our praise, our worship. Verbalize it. And let's just lay hold of God tonight. Spirit of the living God, right now I ask you to just come into our midst, Lord, in a mighty way. And Lord, as people are reaching out to you, Lord, take away self-consciousness. Take away the fear of what people will think. And let us seek you with all of our heart. Let us trust you with all of our heart. Hallelujah. Urabayedia mandala mamoshidia dala babahodiai. Urabakutala mamahaya. Yes, Lord, begin to breathe upon us. Breathe your breath of life today. Some of us need to lay hold of the hem of your garment, Lord. We need to lay hold of you. We mustn't leave this camp till we've touched you, Lord. Till we go away from here different than what we were when we came. Lord, begin to move in our midst. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Holy andala mama shiri andala baba bahaya. Heli ando rapakedi andala baba shiri ahai. Heli andala mau rapakedi andala baba haya. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Have your way in our midst, Lord. Shalabakin de la bodum and shaikai. Healababa sandalabodia haikai. Oh, rabakidia de la baba shidiai. Yea, samudiai. Yea, samudamandalamadiai. Yakuriapai. Yakurabakahaya. Yakura bashidi adola bahaya. Heal of a body under the akai. Marupa haitalabaya. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Shola bakitia. Urapakatatalabahaya. Oh, if you have been baptized in the Holy Spirit, with speaking in tongues, if you have that ability to pray in tongues, I just want you to lift your face toward God and begin to use that language. You know, there are some things, even your head, you don't know how to pray. Don't go by your feelings right now. Just let the Spirit pray through you. He knows what you have need of. Shabataka yandala mamahaya. Ila baba hora bahaya. Ila baba shandola mokiri andai. Hey, ando, Rabbi Jesus, more, Rabbi Kiriai, who Rabbi Kiriai, Dala Babahaya, Marushavarande, the Aikaya, Ho, Rabbi Yaku, Barutaya, Hataya, take over, Oh, Rai. Ikaryandalamohori. Oh, Rabasiri andalamashiria. Oh, Rabakandalamahaya lababahaya. Yeri andalaboshe. Oh, Karayapakatalamasandalabababahaya. Oh, Rabakiri andalamohorabakiriaya. Hila masiri andalaba uraba kedi andalaba haya. Uraba kandalaba uraba sandalaba uriaya. Yekum uraba siriai. Yesusupu kuriai. You don't want to lift your hand. What's the matter? What's the matter? Why you go like this? Why you close off your ear?
My left ear can't hear.
Cannot hear. Never mind. Right now, just lift your hands. Just lift your hands. Amen. Right now, in Jesus' name. Why don't you lift your hands? That means I give myself to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Rabakiria. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. We speak life into this eardrum. We speak healing into this eardrum. In Jesus' name right now, breathe upon her your breath of life. In Jesus' name, be healed. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
All right, those who have not been baptized with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, you come forward here, please. And Pastor Margaret will pray for you. Those who have not been baptized with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, come forward. Stay in this line. Thank you.
I want the rest that you've really been filled with the Holy Spirit. Don't just be a spectator. Pray softly and just, you know, stand behind them like a wall of reinforcement. And to you who have come forward here, I just want to give you a little bit of instruction, all right? It's by faith. It isn't whether you deserve it or not. What makes us worthy is the blood of Jesus. And the righteousness of God, that's what makes us worthy. And so we're just going to pray first and ask God to forgive us, to do like a mini repentance so that we're sure everything is gone. And then I'm going to lead you to renounce certain things that might hinder you. And then I'll give you a little more instruction before we ask God to fill. You pray after me. You say, oh God, I want to hear it. Oh God. Forgive me right now for anything in my life that is not right in your eyes. Wash it away now by the blood of Jesus Christ. I choose to forgive each and every person who has lied to me, cheated me, shamed me, taken advantage of me, made me angry. Whatever they've done, I choose to forgive them in the person of Jesus Christ. I'm not going to blame them anymore. I release them in my heart. Thank you, Jesus. I renounce all fear. I renounce all occultic activities. Whether I've watched it, whether I have taken part in it, like horoscopes, Ouija boards, fortune telling, and all things like that, palmistry, I renounce it all in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. You gave me this righteousness by faith in Jesus. And I stand here with the blood of Jesus. I thank you for the gift of salvation. You promised me that you would fill me with your Holy Spirit if I would ask you. So I'm here to ask of you. Baptize me in the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. I believe it. You're the baptizer. And I've come to receive. I give you praise and glory. I yield to you right now. Body, soul, and spirit. And right now, I give you my mouth. My lips, my tongue, my teeth, and my vocal cords. Because once you fill me, and you fill me more and more, it's going to overflow. I drink you in with my mouth, and when you overflow, it's going to flow out of my mouth. The words are yours. But my mouth has to speak those words. So I yield you all my faculties. Thank you, Lord. Let your faith arise in my heart right now. Hallelujah. I need your Holy Spirit, Lord. I need him, Lord, so that I can know Jesus more. I need him to witness to people. I need him to be everything you want me to be. I come in desperation. And I come in faith believing. I'm going to lift my hands to you as a sign of total surrender. I lift my face to you. And I'm going to begin to drink in of your spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Receive right now. In the name of Jesus, receive the mighty power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, receive and begin to speak forth in Jesus' name. Receive in the name of Jesus. Receive it right now. Let people be behind them, laying hands on them. That's good. Hallelujah. Receive it right now. Out of his belly, let there begin to flow rivers of living water. Rivers, rivers, rivers. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Receive in Jesus' name. Receive in Jesus' name. Hurrabashindalababahaya. Start speaking right now because God is here. He's on you right now. That's it. Hukaramashaya. That's it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Urrabakatalababai. Receive in Jesus' name. Out of her belly let there flow rivers, 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 rivers of living water. Put up. Lord, let her begin to praise you, worship you, adore you. Oh, Rabakiria Dalobaba Huliai, Hikaranda Yalobaba Handalobaba Haya. Open your mouth, sister, and begin to praise him. Open your mouth and begin to praise. Sister, do you understand English? Can she hear? Open your mouth and begin to praise with your mouth. Don't hang on to anything. If there's anyone you need to forgive, really forgive them from your heart. Don't hold on to bitterness and unforgiveness. Otherwise, he's a God of love. He's a spirit of love. He cannot flow in if you're not forgiving. All right? Break every yoke of bondage. Break every yoke that would hinder her. Come against the spirit of death. Spiritual death. I break that yoke over her right now. I loose her from the bondage in Jesus' name. I set her free in the name of Jesus. Yes, you foul thing, you take your hands off of her. She doesn't belong to you. She belongs to Jesus. Now get out. Get out. Get out in the name of Jesus. And loose your hold. Loose your hold. Loose your hold. Kadabatashaya. Yes, you can. Kandalababaya.
Yes,
Maria. Jesus loves you. You pray in the front. I don't know who's holding you. Keep on. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Rabba Shandala Babahaya. Ika Rabba Shotala Babahiria. Yesumuka tala babahaya. Yakarobo rapaka tola baya. Yes. That's it. Open your mouth, brother. Open your mouth. Let it come out. Don't let condemnation take over. Don't give in to condemnation. Tell him that's it. Tell him not to bend his head so far. It's going to choke him. It's not too far. Come this way. That's it. Come. That's it, brother. Brother. Oh, Rabba Katala Babahaya. Jesus. Take away the fear. We rebuke condemnation right now.
Yes, I was spread rejection.
Yeah. Oh, Rabakasaya. Come on. Yes. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Give him a song. Give him a song in his heart, oh God. Hallelujah. Hila Bahai, Yala Babahanda,
the body, the temple of the Holy Spirit. It's got no place. It has no place in the name of Jesus.
Oh, Rabakasidianda. Oh, Rabakashanda, the body. Ikeyanda, the body, the body. Give him a chair.
Let him receive.
Hey, God, la 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 la. Oh, Rabba Kiria, the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Brother, Jesus is here.
Amen.
You're accepted in the beloved.
Amen.
So just start saying, I love you, Jesus. I love you. Just put your hands up and just say, keep saying, I love you. Hallelujah. 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 Anything that is not of God has to get out of him right now. Every hindering force, every resisting spirit has to go right now. You spirit of fear, get out of him right now. You spirit of fear, get out of him. Because perfect love casteth out fear. Amen. Amen. Oh, the Holy Spirit, when he comes in you and he's come on you right now, and anything that doesn't belong there is frightened and it needs to get out. So just, you don't have to worry about it. Just you concentrate on receiving the Holy Spirit. Those things will get out. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Yes. Shalabakaya. That's it. Let it come out. Right now, just let your mouth begin to speak. God is on you, but he needs your cooperation right now. That's it. That's it. That's it. Let it come out. That's it. That's it. Take that step. Oh, it's there on your teeth. Right on your tongue. Jesus. Jesus. No. Just let it come. Oh, don't concentrate on the words. Concentrate on him. But let your mouth speak. Amen. Jesus. Sing it to him if you have to. Hurapakandalamai. Ikaramandalamoriai. Jesus. Don't let him go back so far. It chokes him. Jesus. That's it. It's okay. My mouth is dry too. Jesus. Jesus. Kurapakashakaya. Don't be afraid of what you're going to do, what you might not. Just let the words are there. Allow the whole, as you yield to him and the words come forth, you'll just start to relax. Amen. That's it. See, it's moving in your mouth, but let it come out. Voice as well. That's it. Shakataya. That's it. That's it. Come on. Hoparaya. That's it. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Ikaramaya handalama media. Urapakashura pakasutala babahaya. Yesumukuri andalama masidi andalamodiai. Ye, that's it. Come on. Come on. Haya karate adiai. Ho rabashandalamodiai. Oh, give it all that you have, brother. Jesus, Jesus, Mama, Handalaliai, Shabaya, Hantalabo, Sidiai, Jesus, Putalabaya. That's right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's right. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. You want a drink? Mm-hmm. Yeah, take a drink. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
No fear. No fear.
Hey, you know who the baptizer is? Jesus.
Yes.
How could you be afraid of him? He loved you so much to die for you. If there's something afraid, that thing has to go. whatever it is, just say, I don't care what's exposed, you get out of me. I'm going to have the Holy Spirit. Amen. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I'm under the blood. I'm wholly under the blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, well, it's not supposed to make sense. You don't need to understand it. Just say them. Obey that and say it out. That's it.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, amen, amen. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Yes, yes, amen, amen, amen.
I just sense the spirit of rejection very, very strong.
All right, let us just pray. Father, we thank you for the last couple of nights, last few days, word that you've spoken to us. And tonight, Lord, I pray that every one of us would take that name. Lord, we have faith in that name. That is faith that is birthed forth from you. The faith in God. So I pray, Father, when we take that name, we share your name, Lord, courageously. Boldly, Lord. We speak your name with your confidence. So Holy Spirit, come and empower your children. Then let us experience the authority and the power of Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you once again for tonight. And you continue to do, Lord, the work of maturity in Christ. And in everything we do, that Christ be glorified in our life. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' most precious name. Amen. Amen. All right, tonight we're going to have a campfire later.